This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Well, news this morning of increased energy consumption in China sent oil prices higher, which is more good news for places like North Dakota, where oil production is booming. Of course, there is still no pipeline to move the oil, which is causing a boom for another industry, railroads. From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Eve Tro reports.
Railroads have played a big role in the hydraulic fracturing boom,
bringing the sand in and then taking the oil out.
Bill Renneke follows the rail industry at consulting firm Oliver Wyman. Big orders for tanker cars and locomotives have followed the shale oil game. The railroads haven't had any problem keeping up so far.
The rail system has a lot more capacity than it uses on any given day.
Plus, there have been more trains free to head north for oil due to a slowdown in coal. Coal's been the mainstay of U.S. freight rail. The coal industry hit a slump as fracking took off. Pipelines would be much more efficient than trains, and they'll come, says energy analyst Stephen Shork. But for now, rail has one big benefit: flexibility.
So if you go ahead and build a pipeline, well, you're locked in. That pipeline is going to connect to a market. You have to make sure that market will be able to sustain in the years ahead.
Right now, trains from North Dakota take oil to the east, west, and Gulf coasts. Oil companies aren't yet sure which of those will need the most oil long term. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.